right. Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. I am really happy and thrilled to introduce Vladimir Veltzman to the Midday Show today. Vladimir is, please jump in here and just set me straight, Vladimir. But it sounds like you are the founder, and I'm sure you have a nicer title than that, for the Piano Summer.
I am a founder and artistic director of Piano Summer for the last 30 years.
This is, in fact,
30th years.
That's amazing. That's quite an accomplishment. 30 years doing anything is pretty great.
But I agree, yeah.
But a piano-oriented music festival that takes place every July for 30 years, is impressive, actually. And it is taking place starting the 8th of July this summer.
Yes, it does. We have 20 students picked up by me after watching the videos and reading their bios and so on. It's a very serious process because we had close to 100 applications, and I had to pick up 20 best kids from my point of view. So we have 20 students who will come here for 3 weeks. They will have each weekday a lesson with different teacher than our teaching model, which is quite unique. So they will have 5 lessons a week. It means that in 3 weeks they will have 15 lessons. So it's very intense schedule. On top of that, each of them has to play in student recitals, which take place at Shepherd Hall in College Hall on a campus. So each of our participants would have to play on stage for people, for live audience, which is very important part for in life of any professional musician.
Because it sounds like these aren't just piano lessons, these are also performance lessons.
Yes, absolutely. It's high end of piano students from all over the world, best schools, best conservatories, you know, top of the top, creme of la creme.
Wow. I may have to make it down there.
Please do. You will not regret it. I can also add that festival concerts take place at Studley Theater at 7 o'clock and all other events, which are plenty, student recitals, lecture, master classes, and so on, Flier competition, second week, all open to public for free, and all events starts at 3 o'clock at Shepherd Hall.
I see. But the festival concerts or recitals are taking place at Studley,
yes,
right?
At Studley on Theater, Saturdays at 7 o'clock.
At the SUNY New Paltz campus. And let's talk a few minutes about this, the festival, and how it differentiates itself from the school.
No. It's this festival, it's a summer school.
Okay.
Summer piano school for these 20 kids, which we pick up.
And how old are those students?
They are, this year, they are from 14 to 26, I think. Mm-hmm. But mostly it's college age, high school or college age. Young. Younger the better. We want to get them as soon as possible, that
Absolutely.
We can help them as soon as possible. Because longer, older you get, your learning abilities are not that great. So,
and participating in Piano Summer sounds like it's a good way to, a good healthy component to launch one's career as a professional.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Concert pianist.
Several of our former students has very successful careers as performance and teachers. For example, Daria Robotkina, who will be playing her recital second week, July 20th, was very first winner of Jacob Flier competition more than 20 years ago. Now she plays worldwide, and she was just appointed in Cleveland Conservatory of Music, which is one of the very top school music schools in the United States. So we are very pleased when our former alumni are doing well as a teacher and as musicians, you know.
Right. And the first recital, it will be
Faculty Gala. Faculty Gala.
The Faculty Gala is on the 13th of July.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
At Studley at 7 o'clock. So all teachers, it will be 7 players. 7 teachers will be playing for 10, 15 minutes. So this event is very much liked by our public. It's always a full house because it's not very often that you can hear in one recital in one evening seven different players.
Right.
And also for the students, it's very important that they see that actually their teachers know what they are talking about, that they can play themselves, not that badly. So we kind of give our credentials to our students.
Okay, so the Faculty Gala, once again, Saturday, July 13th, the recital with Daria
Rapotkin,
Robotkina is
July
on 20th.
20th at 7 at Studley, and last closing recital is July 26th, Alexander Korsantia at Studley Theatre.
Amazing. Okay, now I got to ask because I'm sure some people that are listening are curious. Vladimir, it doesn't sound like you grew up in Queens.
I
I
didn't. I
did.
didn't. Not in Queens. Not in Brooklyn. But I still can say coffee, cup of coffee. So that goes with the territory. But
Okay.
no, I was born and trained in Russia, which is now not the nicest place to be. And I left Russia at 1987 and lived happily ever after for 37 years here in the United States.
When did your piano lessons begin?
When I was 6 years old, it's normal age at that time. So my mother was my first teacher, and then I was accepted in special music school in Moscow, best of its kind in former Soviet Union. And I was very fortunate with my teachers. You know, I studied with great teachers, and in spite of all nonsense and politics and all negative aspect of life in Soviet Union, their musical life has been of very high level. And I'm very
And
grateful to my teachers and to Russian culture for whatever it gave me. I really
absolutely.
appreciate it. So, politics aside.
See, absolutely, you can make that distinction
Yeah.
if you're thoughtful about it.
Yeah.
But you did show up here in the United States during the Reagan years.
Yes.
And so, I remember very clearly, Mr. Gorbachev, take down that wall. How was the
Reagan actually knew what he was talking about, and he was a good man. I don't want to talk about the politics, but on a
We
personal
won't. We don't need
level, I
to.
was fortunate to meet him and Mrs. Reagan several times, privately and publicly, and I enjoyed talking to them both, and so.
Well, I'm sure you have an amazing story to tell about your life and the trajectory that took you here and that took you all the way to New Paltz. And Vladimir, by the way, thank you for making time today to do this.
I want to mention a special event which will take place at Shepherd Hall on 22nd of July. Paul Harvey will be doing Clyburn Memorial, like tribute to Van Clymer, with unique footage. I mean, Paul was a close friend of Van for many years. They basically grew up together. And I knew Van Clyburn also quite well. So it will be, I think, important for our students to have this, input information new. And it will be some footage, some documentary on Van, which has never been seen before from Paul Harvey archives. And also, Van is turning 90 this year. So if he would be alive, which unfortunately he is not, he would be 90 years old.
Where should people go to get all more details and purchase? Oh, you say they're free shows, but where should people
No,
go?
well, it's Piano Summer at SUNY New Paltz. It's piano. If they Google Piano Summer,
Yeah.
it will be all there, all schedule and whatever, every detail, every logistics. It's very easy. We are eager to see as many people as possible. We want local folks here, our community, to take full advantage of this unique project. And I'm saying not from my like ego that it is good and unique, because it is actually good and unique. So more people can benefit from this, happier we all will be.
Thank you, Vladimir. Thank you very much.
Thank you for talking to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, thank you for
You
coming on the
too.
Midday Show. Thank you very much.